Shalom, brethren. Today is Tuesday, the 13th of February, 2024, on the Roman Gregorian calendar, according to the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 25. And on the Hebrew calendar, which is the Creator's calendar, as per Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 to 2, Genesis chapter 1, Leviticus 23, and various other holy scriptures. Today is the fourth day of the Hebrew month called Adar 1. We're in a leap year, and Shana Meuberet, which is also known as the pregnant year. And so we have 13 months, the 13th month being Adar 2, and that begins next month of March. Hallelujah. 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 So this is Sister Perpetua Mirembe or Shulamit George, and I'm teaching about holiness in God's way with regards to the kind of festivals or days that we honor in our walk of faith in Yahushua HaMashiach, also known as Jesus Christ. As I said in the first audio, every little detail that concerns our lives is of concern to the Creator of heaven and earth. We are to know His holiness standard and abide by it, because if truly we want to live in heaven for eternity, we have to be ready to live in accordance with the holiness standard of heaven. Hallelujah. Everything is well organized in heaven. And you remember the Holy Scriptures say in Matthew chapter 6, verse 10, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Hallelujah. "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It means we are meant to know what happens in heaven and copy emulate what happens in heaven. And that is how things used to be in the beginning of time. However, over the years, because lawlessness or Torahlessness or sin has come into the world, we now have been deceived by the devil in various ways, and we need the Lord to constantly teach us what the truth is. We need Him to teach us the difference between good and evil, because now good exists with evil within the same world. And very often we even find ourselves compromising good instead of standing strong by good and fighting for good, which is also light, the light of God. I paused the audio for a while, but anyway, I'm going to continue. So I've forgotten what I was saying. So, in this audio, I'm going to read a bit about Shrove Tuesday, because today is Shrove Tuesday. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, also known as Lent. Well, not that Lent and Valentine's Day always happen on the same day or Ash Wednesday, no. But it so happens that during some of the years, Ash Wednesday tends to fall on the same day as Valentine's Day. And both are evil, both are full of wickedness of the devil. Both are about a mockery of the holiness of the Most High God. I'm being interrupted too much while I'm recording these audios, and so I'm losing the flow and I'm forgetting many things I wanted to share. So for that reason, I'm just going to share what I can, and then I'll just bring this audio to a stop, because it's not fair to keep trying to record if I am not in a position to be able to fully expand on everything that I want to share. So I'm just going to talk about Shrove Tuesday, which is today, and it's very highly honored within Catholicism, among the Anglicans, among the Lutherans, among the Methodists, That's what I see here on the internet. It's something that I actually got to know about from a young age because I was raised as an Anglican, but I never really paid much attention to it, and I never really honored these things. I never saw anything meaningful in them, really. So Wikipedia says Shrove Tuesday, which is also known as Mardi Gras, Pancake Tuesday, or Pancake Day, is the final day of Carnival or Shrovetide, marking the end of pre-Lent. So now this is something that I'm not very familiar with. I never knew there's something called the pre-Lent period. But let me just read about it. It says pre-Lent begins the Christian time of preparation for Easter, in 3 weeks before Lent. This period launches a campaign of catechesis. So this is a Roman Catholic word, reflected in the liturgical readings. Its best known feature is its concluding 3-day festival, Carnival or Shrovetide. So I actually did not know that Shrovetide is a 3-day event, and today is the final day. But it starts, the whole period is called catechesis, and it begins 3 weeks before today. Catechesis is the instruction by word of mouth. Generally, instruction is basic Christian religious education of children and adults, often from a catechism book. And it started as education of converts to Christianity, but as the religion became institutionalized, catechesis was used for education of members who had been baptized as infants, as defined in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 5, quoting Pope John Paul II's apostolic exhortation, Catechisi Trandende. Whatever that means, only God knows. But what I'm going to say is it's all nothing to do with the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It has nothing to do with our walk of faith. It's all demonic confusion that was established through the Romans so that people lose their way, you know, to the truth. People do not really get to know the truth about their walk of faith with the Lord and follow it accordingly. So all these are diversions. I mean, as somebody shared, somebody called Brother Joel Kaliango, he was a Muslim, and the Lord has now enabled him to accept Yah's salvation. He testified and said every religion on earth was actually formed by the devil. And that makes a lot of sense, because the word religion in itself has a connotation of bondage. This is why I don't believe in being religious as a true child of God. I don't believe in being religious. I believe in being pious. I've forgotten the other word that is used in Hebrew circles. So when you are walking well with the Lord and you're endeavoring to go and to be holy as God is holy, you are endeavoring to be pious. Hallelujah. And that is the word the Lord uses for certain people in the Bible who worked really hard to fulfill his word, his commandments accordingly. John chapter 15. You know, many people say that the commandments are too much to observe or to obey. There are too many and it's confusing and blah, blah, blah. That is all a sign of laziness and a lack of the desire to walk fully with the Lord in accordance with his holiness standard. These just excuses. I mean, the Lord gave this burden to the Israelites. So who are we to complain? Everybody that gives their lives to Jesus Christ, also known as Yahushua HaMashiach, is actually washed by the Hebrew blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, also known as Yahushua HaMashiach. So why would people say that it is too much to observe the commandments of the Lord? As Hebrew Israelites, we have a duty, an obligation to observe God's commandments. That is part of our walk of faith with the Lord, and that is how we are to exhibit holiness and bear many good fruit for the Lord. John chapter 15 makes this very clear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's continue regarding Shrove Tuesday. I stopped at the part that was talking about pre-Lent and catechism. So pre-Lent is 3 weeks old together and is actually ended with Shrovetide, which is today. Lent begins the following day with Ash Wednesday. It is observed in many Christian countries through participating in confession and absolution, the ritual burning of the previous year's Holy Week palms, finalizing one's Lenten sacrifice, as well as eating pancakes and other sweets. That is what is referred to as Shrove Tuesday or Pancake Tuesday or Pancake Day. It's also known as Absolution Day or Confession Day. So it's like you're confessing your sins for the final time before you go into the Lent period. It's like you're cleansing yourself. But these are all things that have their roots in evil. You see, what the devil has done is he had his own holidays that honor him before all this came up. And then in order to draw Christians into pagan worship or heathen worship, he decided to create new names that cover up the truth about the roots of these days, so that he can make the pagans and the heathens to come together on the same days and do their thing, you know, and in a way they are both honoring him, even though to the Christians they are honoring the Lord, but in the sight of God, the Christians are not honoring the Lord at all. And in fact, if you go to heaven today and say, Lord, I've been observing Lent, I've been observing Shrove Tuesday, I've been observing this, the Lord will show you his records and he will tell you, according to their records, you have never, you know, exhibited any form of holiness through these. These are not counted at all. You can live your life for 50 years on earth and think that you have, you know, you've been living holy before God. And you've been counting years because you gave your life to Jesus Christ maybe at age 30. And you think you've been living at least 20 years of holiness or 10 years of holiness. And the Lord tells you that out of all the 50 years you've lived on your life, you've only lived 2 years worth of holiness. It is like that. It continues to say here on Wikipedia, Shrove Tuesday is observed by many Christians, including Anglicans, Lutherans, Methodists, and Roman Catholics, who make a special point of self-examination, of considering what wrongs they need to repent and what amendments of life or areas of spiritual growth they especially need to ask God's help in dealing with. This movable feast is determined by Easter. The expression Shrove Tuesday comes from the word shrive or shrive, meaning absolve. And this is the last day of the Christian liturgical season, historically known as Carnival or Shrovetide, before the penitential season of Lent. Related popular practices such as indulging in food that one might give up as their Lenten sacrifice for the coming 40 days are associated with Shrove Tuesday celebrations. Now, Mardi Gras. The term Mardi Gras is French for Fat Tuesday. So it's a French term referring to the practice of the last night of eating richer, fatty foods before the ritual fasting of the Lenten season, which begins on Ash Wednesday. Now, when you read all this and you try to, you know, You remember what is written in the Holy Scriptures. You don't see how any of this is actually related. Many Christian congregations thus observe the day through eating pancakes, or more specifically, the holding of pancake breakfasts, as well as the ringing of church bells to remind people to repent of their sins before the start of Lent. And I'm actually told that that bell they ring is actually called pancake bell. On Shrove Tuesday, churches also burn the palms distributed during the previous year's Palm Sunday liturgies to make the ashes used during the services held on the very next day, Ash Wednesday. In some Christian countries, especially those where the day is called Mardi Gras, or a translation thereof, it is a carnival day. That is now what I'm about to talk about. The last day of fat eating or gorging before the feast, the fasting period of Lent. So if you go on Google and type in Mardi Gras, you will see a lot of pictures and videos of people doing carnival celebrations on the street. They have painted their faces in demonic ways. They are dressed in demonic ways. You know, a lot of expression of nakedness is involved. Sort of like the carnival that takes place in London every year, the last day of July in the summer period. It is very similar to that. And the sad part is that over the years, Shrove Tuesday has kind of been likened or linked to the godly festival called Purim. I mean, why would anything that is holy or anything that is of the Lord have symbolisms of hell? What does a cow or a bull have to do with with God's festivals? In some of the Mardi Gras carnivals, you will see them carrying a bull all about, you know, a bull with horns. So, and then they'll decorate themselves with all kinds of things that are not of the Lord, and they even wear masks. So you can see that they are sort of like trying to copy the holy festival called Purim, the festival of Esther that is mentioned in the book of Esther chapter 9. And they are mixing it with holy, you know, with unholiness. And the sad part is that over the years, Orthodox Jews, the ones that don't believe in Jesus Christ of Nazareth, or Yahushua HaMashiach, have begun to copy this, and they do similar things on Purim. So repent, I don't see how this is linked to the Holy Scriptures, you know, repenting of sins and preparing for the season of Lent by you use that day to do carnivals in a demonic manner, and then you spend the day eating things that are fatty, as your final day of eating things that are fatty before the fasting period begins. Everything to do with this has something to do with the devil. I haven't had a chance to read more details concerning this, but what I will tell you is this has nothing to do with Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and he would never be associated with such. So we need to stop observing all these things that he hasn't told us to observe. They are not in the Bible, and they have nothing to do with him. Even heaven doesn't recognize them as theirs. They don't observe them, and they don't encourage anybody to observe them. Hallelujah. Moving on, because time is running out. Another page, which is called history-uk.com, says Pancake Day or Shrove Tuesday is the traditional feast day before the start of Lent on Ash Wednesday. Lent, the 40 days leading up to Easter, was traditionally a time of fasting, and on Shrove Tuesday, Anglo-Saxon Christians went to confession and were shriven or absolved from their sins. A bell would be rung to call people to confession. This came to be called the pancake bell and is still rung today. Shrove Tuesday always falls 47 days before Easter Sunday. So the date varies from year to year and falls between February 3rd and March 9th. In 2021, Shrove Tuesday will fall on February 16th, keeping in mind that the Roman Catholics made sure that Easter always falls on during a full moon. So they have a way they calculate their things. But once again, as I said, Esau is jealous of Jacob Israel and is always trying to challenge the holiness that Jacob Israel is exhibiting. Esau is a serpent seed, whereas Jacob Israel is the holy seed of God. And Esau the serpent seed hates everything to do with holiness. This is why he had to come up with his own unholy days for people to observe. And then he came up with a twisting of the scriptures to make people believe that the law of God is done away with, so people can begin to exhibit unholiness. Let's continue. Shrove Tuesday was the last opportunity to use up eggs and fats before embarking on the Lenten fast, and pancakes are the perfect way of using up these ingredients. A pancake is a thin, flat cake made of butter and fried in a frying pan. A traditional English pancake is very thin and is served immediately. Golden syrup or lemon juice and caster sugar are the usual toppings for pancakes. Now, Ugandans will be confused here. I have to mention this because what we call a pancake is Uganda. In Uganda, Israel's second born is totally different to what we call a pancake in Britain or in other Western countries. In Uganda, a pancake is made with bananas and cassava flour, and it tends to come out brown. It's fried and it comes out brown, and usually they are small circles, and you know, it can be thin, it can be thick. Here in Britain, a pancake is totally different. It's smaller. It looks sort of like what we call a chapati in Uganda or India. So I just need to clarify for those who are wondering why a pancake would be made using butter in a frying pan and then made with eggs and fats, you know. Anyway, let's carry on because I'm running out of time in this audio. The pancake has a very long history and featured in cookery books as far back as 1439. The tradition of tossing or flipping them is almost as old. There's a saying by somebody, but I'm not ready to read that. It was written in 1619, the year 1619. The ingredients for pancakes can be seen to symbolize four points of significance at this time of year. They have eggs. To them, the eggs represent creation, but I want us to understand they don't mean that. They probably mean something else. But anyway, this is what they say they mean. Eggs mean creation. Flour means the stuff of life. Stuff, S-T-A-F-F. Salt means wholesomeness, and then milk means purity. And that's why they use eggs, flour, salt, milk, and then oil or butter on this day. And then they tell you how to make the eggs. And then they say in the UK, pancake races form an important part of Shrove Tuesday celebrations, an opportunity for large numbers of people, often in fancy dress, to race down streets tossing pancakes. The object of the race is to get to the finishing line, first carrying a frying pan with a cooked pancake in it and flipping the pancake as you run. And then they carry on to talk about pancakes. But I am going to stop there because I don't think any of the other stuff is relevant. So I think it's very clear here that this has nothing to do with Jesus Christ of Nazareth, also known as Yahushua HaMashiach, and we need to stay away from it. I'm going to stop here for now and I'll do one more audio. So remain blessed. Shalom.